Kenji watched his mother's careworn hands tremble as she ladled out the morning rice gruel. His five-year-old sister, Tomoko, sat in unnatural stillness, her eyes locked on their mother's hands, as if sheer force of will would keep the precious grains from being spilled. A sudden commotion outside their apartment made them all jump. Kenji grabbed the wavering bowl from his mother's hands and placed it in front of Tomoko. His mother didn't notice the near disaster. All her attention was focused on their front door. Several wooden sandals clacked across the hallway floor, a shrill, strident voice dominating above all others. His mother shuddered before she faced him in anguish. He recognized the voice immediately. It belonged to Mrs. Ueda, chairwoman of the Women's Brigade, and she could be here for only one reason: to claim another child's life in the name of the Emperor. A year had passed since Mrs. Ueda's last visit to their building. A year since he'd hugged his last brother goodbye. Within the sudden, unnatural quiet of his kitchen, his family was as still as the statues of the guardian of children, Mizuko Jizo, that populated all the cemeteries, now more than ever before. Kenji didn't realize he'd been holding his breath until he heard the voice calling out for Mrs. Akita, their neighbor down the hall. He saw the tension deflate from his mother's shoulders and heard his little sister's soft, hiccuping sigh. Their ears were assaulted by the persistent knocking on their neighbor's door and the loud calls of Mrs. Ueda and her cronies. Tomoko slapped her hands over her ears and squeezed her eyes shut. Kenji's mother set down the wooden ladle with deliberate care before rising to her feet and shuffling to the door. Kenji watched as a tendril of steam curled up from a bowl that was not even half full. Swallowing down his hunger, he gave Tomoko a hug and pulled her hands away, motioning her to go ahead and eat. Unfolding himself from the table, he padded over to the door and placed a comforting hand on his mother's arm. She stared down at him blindly, her face a tragic reflection of the pained horror he felt himself. Moving next to her, he peered out the door and down the hallway, where three women in gray kimonos stood, their backs rigid with righteousness. After several more minutes of furious pounding, the door finally opened to reveal Mrs. Akita's frightened face